Thursday, November 28th. First reading from Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, 21 through 23, and chapter 19, verses 1 through 3 and 9. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth became illumined by his splendor. He cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a haunt for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, a cage for every unclean and disgusting beast." A mighty angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such force will Babylon the great city be thrown down and will never be found again. No melodies of harpists and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will ever be heard in you again. No craftsman in any trade will ever be found in you again. No sound of the millstone will ever be heard in you again. No light from a lamp will ever be seen in you again. No voices of bride and groom will be heard in you again. Because your merchants were the great ones of the world, all nations were led astray by your magic potion." After this I heard what sounded like the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Alleluia, salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants." They said a second time, "Alleluia, smoke will rise from her forever and ever." Then the angel said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." Haydock Commentary. Some understand Babylon to be the metropolis of Chaldea, where they think that Antichrist will begin to reign. Others understand it to be Constantinople, the seat of the Turkish Empire, which is also built upon seven hills. But many understand Rome, not Christian Rome, but Rome that was a heathen city in the first centuries, and which they think will be heathen Rome again in Antichrist's time. Protestants claim the Church of Rome must be Babylon, and the scarlet whore that sitteth there must be the Pope with his cardinals, clothed in scarlet and purple. I answer, all Catholics and all men of sense have reason to wonder and ask by what kind of logic they have arrived at this. There is not in all these visions and predictions the least hint or insinuation of a fallen corrupted church, but of a heathen city and pagan empire. Many by Babylon understand the multitude of the wicked in general, but we will willingly allow that by Babylon was meant Rome, yet not Christian Rome or the Church of Rome, but heathen Rome and its pagan emperors with their dress of purple and scarlet. Babylon the Great is fallen, fallen. That is, idolatrous Rome is fallen. That mighty seat of power and dominion is fallen. The long-fixed abode of voluptuousness and luxury, for the merchants of the earth have become rich by the strength of her delicacies, and now the hand of God hath struck her. The Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Haydock Commentary. Whoever reads Josephus's history of the calamities which befell Jerusalem before its destruction will find none of these terrible menaces unfulfilled. 70,000 were carried away captives in this war. After the soldiers were weary of killing, Titus ordered the finest of the young men to be kept to adorn his triumph. The number of captive Jews was so great in Rome as to make the heathen poet Rutilius Numantianus, who lived about the year 410, complain of it as a great burden to the empire. Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot. This was fulfilled because after Jerusalem had been taken and destroyed by the Romans, another city was built from its ruins, called Aelia, after the name of the emperor Aelius Adrian. This was inhabited by pagans and some Christians, for the Jews were forbidden even to come near it for more than 2 or 3 centuries. Tertullian informs us that they even bought, at a great price, permission to see it at a distance and drop a tear over the ashes of their ancient and ill-fated country. Thus was Jerusalem trodden underfoot till the time of the nations was accomplished, that is, till Christianity in every nation had triumphed over the persecution of paganism. According to the common exposition of this verse and some other places, the Jews from the time of the destruction of their temple and city under Titus Vespasian, and especially from their utter destruction under the Emperor Adrian, in punishment of their obstinate blindness, shall remain dispersed through the world under miseries and oppressions, till the gospel hath been preached to all nations. Then, not long before the end of the world, the Jews shall be converted, and acknowledge Jesus to be their true Messiah. Regarding verse 26, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Some explain this of the angels, who shall be terrified and tremble at the sight of so many calamities. Others understand it of the heavenly bodies, the sun, moon, stars, etc., which shall in some sort likewise be confused in the general dissolution. The prophets often make use of such expressions when speaking of the fall of monarchies or the ruin of nations. See Ezekiel 32:7 and Joel 3:15. Regarding verse 27, and then they will see the Son of Man, the Jews shall not see him corporally, but at the last judgment. Then, says Scripture in Zechariah 12:10, they shall see him whom they pierced. But in the ruin of Jerusalem, all who will compare his predictions with the event can evidently see that this was the day of his coming, so plainly marked in his words. Everybody could see that this was evidently the hand of God that punished them.